From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. The process of replacing British Prime Minister David Cameron started in earnest on Thursday. Boris Johnson, the flamboyant former mayor of London, has pulled out of the contest.
My role will be to give every possible support to the next Conservative administration to make sure that we properly fulfill the mandate of the people.
Candidates for leader of the ruling Conservative Party outlined their strategies for dealing with the consequences of last week's Brexit referendum. Interior Minister Theresa May, who reminds many of Margaret Thatcher, is now the favourite to replace David Cameron.
Following last week's referendum, our country needs strong, proven leadership to steer us through this period of economic and political uncertainty, and to negotiate the best possible terms as we leave the European Union.
Five candidates are competing for the position. The commander of U.S. naval forces in the Middle East says the detention of 10 U.S. sailors by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard earlier this year was, in his words, quote, wholly preventable. Vice Admiral Chris Aquilino, Deputy Chief of Naval Operations.
The investigation found a lack of leadership, a disregard for risk management processes, and proper mission planning standards.
But Chief of Naval Operations Admiral John Richardson told reporters that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard was also at fault because it violated sovereign immunity by boarding, searching, and seizing the boats. And President Barack Obama has signed a rescue package for Puerto Rico, which is facing more than $70 billion in debt. He said the bill is an important first step on the path of creating more stability in Puerto Rico. This is VOA News.